Now, as you've been hearing, the Irish Independent is reporting this morning that Aintu leader Pather Tobin was approached by a consultancy firm and offered a trip to Russia, five-star hotel stays and a chance to meet Vladimir Putin when he was a Sinn Féin TD in 2017. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Deputy.
Good morning.
Can you tell us more about these invitations and approaches and how they came about?
Yeah, firstly, I suppose the report in the Sunday Times yesterday that there is an Oireachtas member who is potentially working with Russian intelligence is an extremely serious one. So Ireland was obviously hit by a cyber attack in 2021 at a cost of 100 million euros so far, and it could potentially go over 600 million euros, not to mention the thousands of people who didn't receive their healthcare treatment as a result. So as a result, I think it's important that political parties are very open and transparent in relation to any contacts that have been made to them by the Russian government. So in 2017, I was approached by a consultancy firm, offered a trip, you mentioned, obviously, with the five-star hotel and to meet Vladimir Putin. This obviously struck me as very strange and a little bit incredible. And given the anti-democratic nature of Putin at the time, I indicated that I wasn't interested in that approach. Politically, I've always been against junkets. I don't believe there's anything such as a free lunch. And I think that these can represent undue influence. And if that influence is actually coming from outside the country, I think that's very, very dangerous. And the idea that, you know, there is an Oireachtas member potentially in the Dáil who is working for the Russian intelligence, I think is quite treacherous. So I do think there's a responsibility now on all political parties to have an audit and make sure that there is this is not happening within their own political party.
Yeah, so this was the context in which prompted you to speak out, so to speak.
Sure.
Those weekend reports in the Sunday Times. Can I ask you how the approach, how it took place? Was it a phone call, an email?
Yeah,
was it somebody approaching you directly?
So yeah, so I received a couple of phone calls from a consultancy firm. And that consultancy firm mentioned that there was a trade fair happening, that there would be thousands of people from all over the world going to this trade fair, and that it was a good opportunity to represent Ireland in that scenario. And then subsequently I was told that there would be a political element to it, and also that meetings could be arranged with the head of the Russian government. Obviously, you know, my instinct is that, you know, there's the Russian government is a government that has very, very anti-democratic instincts. And it's not something that I would be interested in being associated with whatsoever at the time. So I passed that information up to the international department of my previous political party and told them in no uncertain terms I wasn't interested, and left it for them to deal with the request as such. My understanding is that they didn't send anybody to that event.
Yes, the spokesperson from Sinn Féin has confirmed that no party representative attended these conferences.
Yeah, but I think at this moment in time, given the reports in the Sunday Times, that I do think it's really important that, and I know there's intrigue around this and people kind of, you know, see a light side to all of this, but given the fact that, you know, the world is in a very, very serious situation with the war in Ukraine, and given the fact that, you know, Ireland obviously plays a role within the European Union and can have influence on processes, there's no doubt in my mind that Ireland would be potentially a target for, you know, Russian espionage as well.
So how would you like to see other Irish politicians kind of respond to this context, to this environment that seems to be arriving? Should they be as upfront as you have been in the approaches? Where should we go from here?
Yeah, I think that every political party has a responsibility now to carry out a very quick audit to see has any of their TDs or Seán Adóirí been approached. If they have been approached, you know, have they taken, have they, let's say, gone on these junkets? Have they participated in these elements? And if that's the case, these political parties should be able to declare that as well. And that's the case for independents too, if independents have been involved in these types of events. Transparency is really, really important here. It's, you know, it is a situation whereby you can't serve two masters. The idea of working for an outside agency or another country is absolutely wrong. You know, as an elected representative, you're there to represent your own constituents in your constituency. And I think that all political parties should very, very quickly close down any, let's say, intrigue there is around this and be upfront in saying what they have or haven't done.
Okay. Padraig Tobin, Líodhar Bhéinteanna and TD for Meath West, thank you for joining us.